AI.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Going right into your phone calls. Then Johnson, coming up, is going to reveal something about Obamacare that was shocking to me when I heard the headline. Home inspections? I don't even know what that means, but Johnson's going to tell us more about it. Pizza Guy is on the line first, though, listening in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live. Pizza Guy.
Hi. I used to consider myself an anarchist. That's where I was. That's where I drew the line. And then I figured, well, this is a co-opted term. I can walk around calling myself an anarcho-capitalist or whatever, but same reason I dropped libertarian, and, you know, you just got to get away with it. But two nights ago, I think you guys were talking about Detroit. And something kind of occurred to me. You guys were talking about, oh, you know, it's falling apart. It's going to be the perfect libertarian, whatever, maybe, and, you know, maybe. Not likely, but maybe. And it just kind of connected with me. A lot of the times you can say, oh, you anarchists, why don't you go live in the Sudan? There's no government there. Huh? You love that, don't you? And what's come to occur to me is that I love government. And, in fact, I'm a huge, big government proponent. But government means rules for everybody, not just the peons. It means rules for the most powerful, too. I'm probably one of the biggest government advocates around. I think there should be an overarching governance of peace in the hearts and minds of other people. What do you guys think of that?
So what you're saying is that the government guys, if they were actually subject to their own rules, you'd be a little bit more of a fan of that?
No, what I'm saying is that there's only one way to have a rule apply to everybody, right? Like, if there's only one way, because if you make a rule, you can't steal. Well, you have to have, you know, what we call libertarian society. What we really are in favor of is more rules being applied to more people when what we have is some rules being applied to some people.
Well, I think I'd rather have fewer rules applied more evenly than more rules applied more evenly. You couldn't get more rules than we currently have in our government paradigm. But
sure you could. They're working on that.
Right. Well, they'll have some more next year, another 40,000 next year, and another 50,000 the year after, and they'll just keep going up. But they won't apply them evenly, and I think what I would prefer to see is fewer laws or fewer rules applied more rigorously and even-handedly.
But I think what you would find is that if the rules were all applied to everybody under all circumstances, that only certain rules could stand. I'm saying
yes.
that the law of circular reasoning means that either you have classes of people, which is what we have, and then you end up with myriads of regulations, are you saying, no, there are no gods and there are no kings, right? We are all men. And, you know, then everything has to be applied equally, and you end up with just a few rules, like, hey, you can't go around killing each other, taking stuff, like that. So that's what I just wanted to share that, is that...
So do you have a
really
terminology, Pizza Guy, do you have a terminology for this anarchist-turned, even rule follower?
I never know what to call my... I hate putting myself in groups. Right?
Except for Pizza Guy?
Yeah, well, I am... That's just my dome de plume, as it were, you know, because I don't want people to know.
It sounds a lot like what you're referring to is actually there's something, and I really don't like him as a philosopher, but Immanuel Kant came up with this philosophy about, you know, a maxim about never making a law unless the law can be applied universally.
No, it's
and,
Kant's categorical imperative.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, the funny thing is in reading the categorical imperative and judging it, the funny thing is that I thought, I'm like, yeah, the categorical imperative actually makes a lot of sense when you can say that there's actually only one possible law that makes any sense according to the categorical imperative, and that is one should never initiate aggressive force. It's the only law that makes any sense whatsoever according to the categorical imperative.
What about honor your agreements? That's another good one, right? You're not necessarily using force, because there's also fraud, right? Fraud isn't necessarily force.
Right.
They're different.
Kant's categorical imperative would be the one rule, and actually, so how it reads, and my memory's a little spotty, but it's always act in such a way that you're setting a precedence which creates principle, you know, for everyone's actions. So, you know, if you want everybody to follow their agreements, well, then you should also follow your agreements and the principle behind your actions. And so, yeah, no, his, I'm not big on the whole POMO, nothing is real, I hate reality kind of stuff, but,
yeah.
Kant's pretty cool in his own way.
Thanks for your call tonight, Pizza Guy. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, we've got this story, Johnson, or you have this story, about Obamacare. There's a lot of reasons to dislike the idea of the government taking more control over health care, although I'd like to point out I am not a fan of the current the status quo in health care. I don't like the idea of, you know, mandatory insurance in any way, shape, or form. I don't like insurance companies at all. I think there's kind of a scam there, period. And a lot of that stuff is forced on people, you know, obviously auto insurance and other things like that. So I'm certainly no fan of the insurance industry, but all that aside, more government control, definitely not the solution.
So this is from BenSwan.com, and what I find interesting about Ben Swan is that his stuff always seems to be, it's like right on the verge of it, sounds almost like it's like, is this a conspiracy? This is outrageous. He phrases things in a way that sounds almost like the way the conspiracy theorists phrase things, but he always has like mountains and mountains of evidence, and that's where I think he's very separated from a lot of the conspiracy people. Ben Swan always like seems like... He's like, I'm going to say this thing that's going to sound outrageous, and then I'm going to show you all the actual evidence, and it's not like obscure news sources from somebody's web blog that he's citing as a source. No, he'll cite like not only major news sources, but then like facts on top of that.
I'm a huge fan when it comes to Ben Swan, and that if this title had been, because I saw this story too, Johnson, if this title had been written by anyone else, I would have completely ignored it.
Yeah,
I would not have even read the story.
Clicked,
but because it was Ben Swan, the man who can just walk the knife's edge between conspiracy theory, conservative politics, libertarian politics, and even the voluntarist type folks, it's amazing. This guy, he does his research, and I'm very impressed with him.
All right, so... The title of the article is Obamacare Provision, Forced Home Inspections. Clearly, any family may be visited by federally paid agents for almost any reason. According to an Obamacare provision, millions of Americans will be targeted. The Health and Human Services website states that your family will be targeted if you fall under the high-risk categories below. Families where
this is the hard hitting. This sounds conspiratorial as heck, right? Yeah. Like they're going to come to people's houses and they're going to do family checks. Come on.
Well,
I said
they were going to be doing pantry checks at some point, right? Yeah. I mean, I think I've predicted that.
Well, predicting it and sourcing it are two entirely different things, my friend.
And so this is on the Health and Human Services website. So they're high risk. So high risk families are. Families where the mom is not yet 21. Families where someone is a tobacco user. Families where children have low student achievement.
Families where somebody's a tobacco user.
That's a pretty significant portion.
Yep.
That was my family.
Yep. Families where children have low student achievement, developmental delays, or disabilities.
And that's about a third of the government school population now with the way that kids are just all getting sort of... You know, all the kids are getting reclassified as, you know, having some kind of learning situation so that they can get more money to educate them.
Here's a big one. Families with individuals who are serving or formerly served in the armed forces, including such families that have members of the armed forces who have had multiple deployments outside of the United States.
Wow. Jeez, I can hardly believe it. Go ahead.
There is no reference to Medicaid being the determinant for a single family or for a family to be eligible. In 2011, the HHS announced $224 million will be given to support evidence-based home visiting programs to help parents and the children. Individuals from the state will implement these leveraging strategies to enhance program sustainability. constitutional alternancy.
So yeah, translation, if we think you're doing things wrong health-wise, mm-hmm. we're going to send our agents in to consult with you.
Yeah.
We'll continue.
Yeah,
there's more to the story. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And did you not think it was going to be intrusive when the government took over health care? You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com and get interactive with the variety of features that we have on the site. M is the mobile site, m.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to our live streams and the podcast. All of that, of course, free. m.freetalklive.com. Squarespace.com. You can go and get your free trial started and begin experimenting with their designs for your new website or your existing website. Maybe you want to take your existing site and make it even better. Maybe you want to take it to a completely new design. They've got some amazing looking themes over at squarespace.com, and there's different types, different categories of themes, and different themes within those categories. So shopping blogs or shopping e-commerce sites blogs, you've got portfolio themes as well, 24/7 support. So if you've got any questions, they're there for you day and night. It's easy to do. Everything's drag and drop. You can drag content right from your desktop and easily rearrange the elements of content within your pages, and it's so simple. You get started right now at their free trial. All you need is your email address. When you're ready to sign up for their service, and I think you'll be impressed with it, and you'll probably want to do that, you'll want to use our discount code. It's already affordable. It's $8 a month to start, but you can use our code to save an extra 10%. The code is FTL and the number 8. That's FTL8 to save 10% at squarespace.com. We're discussing the Obamacare provision that has been revealed by Ben Swan. We had Ben on the show not too long ago. He's quite the popular Liberty newsman. He kind of got his start in the legitimate news world and has broken off into, or I guess the big media news world. How legitimate you consider that is another question. But he has broken off from that, and he's doing his own thing now. Ben Swan with two N's, I believe, .com is his website. And you guys are, you really trust this guy, what he has to say. And you say he's backed this up with citations. He's backed this up. You know, he's done his research on this, that the Obamacare provisions say that the federal government can basically come into a family's home mm-hmm. for who knows what they're going to do when they get there, force diets on people. I'm not sure where it goes from there. But the idea is if you are an at-risk home, which could mean someone with a cigarette-smoking parent or a variety of other factors that you just read off this laundry list, Johnson. That yep. The question is, whose parents don't fall under the list of categories that they have put there? I mean, they're so wide-cutting, many of them. It seems like almost, you know, maybe it's like 5% of the American families would not fall in this category. Probably the richest 5%.
He adds even a few more. So constitutional attorney and author Kent Masterson Brown states, "This is not a voluntary program. The eligible entity receiving the grant for performing the home visits is to identify the individuals to be visited and intervene so as to meet the improvement benchmarks. A homeschooling family, for instance, may be subject to intervention in school readiness and social-emotional developmental indicators."
Wow.
"A farm family may be subject to intervention in order to prevent child injuries. The sky is the limit."
Well, because the idea is the federal government, when they are in control of your health care, they have an incentive then to be very interested in how you take care of yourself. Because, well, we've got a lower cost, so therefore you've got to be healthy. I mean, you can't just be out there snacking on chips, and you can't be smoking cigarettes, and you certainly can't be doing that with your kids around or whatever. So they're going to come in, and they're going to have their laundry list of things that they want you to do to qualify for your continued care. Or who knows, maybe it'll be more than just taking away your health care. Maybe they'll put you in a jail cell if you don't let these inspectors in.
So it says, it continues, "Although the Obama administration would claim the provision applies only to Medicaid families, the new statute, by its own definition, has no such limitation. Intervention may be with any family for any reason. It may also result in the child or children being required to go to certain schools or taking certain medications and vaccines and even having more limited or no interaction with parents. The federal government will now set the standards for raising children and will enforce them by home visits. Part of the program will require massive data collecting of private information, including all sources of income and the amount gathered from each source."
Now, this is almost done in Great Britain.
That's what I was going to say. They've got the at-risk families or whatever would...
Governments tend to kind of do this. They'll copy each other and see what one gets away with and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, did this start a revolution? Did they tear their politicians limb from limb?
They did not. No.
Nope, they didn't. All right, well, I guess we have to protect the children.
Well, Mark, who doesn't want their family to be safer? Who doesn't want their family to be healthier? I mean, who wouldn't want an expert from the government coming in to tell them how to live their life?
Everybody wouldn't want that, but the question is, who wants it for other people? Because this is one of those situations where the government's going to be employed against, frankly, people who are parts of communities that are not in favor. Mm-hmm. So maybe black people, maybe people of certain religious affiliations, those that dislike government intervention. I mean, just think about it for a second. In this circumstance, is my son, how is he being educated? You know, what is he being taught? Maybe the government wants to know. Maybe they want to make sure that he's getting the proper education when it comes to civics or something.
Well, there's another category. A manual called Child Neglect, a Guide for Prevention, Assessment, and Intervention includes firearms as a potential safety hazard, and will require inspectors to verify safety compliance and record each inspection into a database.
Man.
Last session...
Good thing you registered those guns, huh?
Last session, South Carolina Representative Bill Chumley introduced a bill, H-3101, that would nullify certain provisions of Obamacare. The bill will give State Attorney General the authority to authorize law enforcement to arrest federal agents for trespassing. It would make forced home inspections under Obamacare illegal in South Carolina. It passed in the House but died in the Senate.
So that's it. So these are provisions that are actually in Obamacare.
Yep, and apparently you can actually find some of these things listed on the Health and Human Services website.
Well, the constitutional lawyer here that's quoted, I find that to be voting. I mean, it's hard to believe this.
Yeah.
But
why is it so hard?
I guess I just it's hard for me to believe.
Why?
The
These people
come.
Want to control everything about your lives.
And children are the most important to control, too.
Right, so that's a good wedge for them. Well, we're doing it for the children, and, well, we have to do it because our budgets are limited. I mean, we've got all these... Now, look, they're not moving to a total state-run healthcare situation yet, but that's where this is going. I mean, come on, it's pretty clear that if you mandate health insurance for everybody, that eventually the health insurance companies are not going to be able to afford to pay for all of the the outstanding cases. They're going to consolidate. You're going to end up with two, and then you're going to end up with one, and then the government's going to step in, and they're going to take over the whole operation.
Well,
it's
that
so
point,
funny. Keeping in mind all of these things, I'm rereading 1984 right now, and I just keep imagining having to avoid the telescreens, because a lot of the stories that are mirroring this right now are all the ones about, the new game systems that are coming out and the new phones that are coming out have always on microphones, and they're always listening to you all the time. And, can that be tapped into? We don't know, but certainly there's code in place for it.
So are you as shocked as this or about this as Mark is? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And once it gets to this point, then what's next? How far will they even let you keep your kids? How many violations do you get before they take your kids away? What are the other details? We're not even hearing about this yet.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Tees.
Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeleine Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeleine Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control here toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
By the way, those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive there. bbs.freetalklive.com. You can also find a bunch of archives, but once you've run out of archives to listen to, you can always grab more archives of the School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. That's where you can go and get interactive with Brett and Jason Osborne and the rest of the School Sucks crew. They're always covering interesting topics, and I highly recommend the show. It's very intellectual and also a lot of fun at the same time. So schoolsucksproject.org. Or was it .com? I'm sorry, I don't have the copy in front of me. SchoolSexProject.com. All right, so 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about the Obamacare provisions that apparently just open it up to where the federal government can come into your home. Now, they're saying they're going to be going after families here, but I think that, well, why wouldn't they want to go after a couple that smokes, too, or, you know, an individual that is also possibly at risk of some bad health habits. Is it just that Ben is focusing on families because that just sounds more, you know, Ben Swan, who's reporting the story originally, it just sounds worse when you talk about the feds looking into family households? Or is this something that might affect more than just families?
Well, I mean, I think specifically it's in regards to the Medicaid and, the, and how the health care, because, again, it's part of a provision of Obamacare. So,
so is this going to apply to more than just families, or is it only families who will be affected by this, in the beginning at least?
I think the reason why he's bringing it up is because of the provisions that are listed on the Health and Human Services website are particularly targeted to families. And I'm sure that if they could come up with a reason to inspect an individual for some reason, like, oh, maybe this firearm prevents a, you know, like they specifically mentioned the firearms inspections, for example, to make sure that the firearms and logging the inspections of the firearms to make sure that they're safe. Well, if they can claim that they need to make those inspections for the safety of the children, why can't they make the same claim for the inspection, you know, for the safety of the individual? We need to make sure that you're inspecting your firearm properly because we don't want you to have an accident because it's required for your health and safety, sir.
It's a little harder to make that argument because there's not children involved, right. But they could.
Yeah.
I think that when, you know, when you're talking about sort of socialized medicine, in this case, your single payer medicine, not single payer, this mandatory health insurance is what we've got here. It moves it into the public domain. It moves your body into the public domain. If I've got to buy insurance and these insurance companies have their prices mandated by the government and the government has to kind of, you know, then the government's going to try to be pushing the price down all the time because that's what people are going to want. My body essentially becomes the concern of other people because if the insurance company has to cover you, then I have to take anybody with all kinds of terrible habits, and I begin to care about people's habits more. As far as I'm concerned, you can have the hobby of skydiving without a parachute today, and as long as my insurance company doesn't cover it and I'm not the guy who cleans up at the bottom of the ditch, it doesn't matter to me.
Right. Now you're going to have another situation where times are tough, and we've seen this happening right now. This happens in, you know, other bigger cities, for instance, where you'll see, like, snitch on your neighbor. Call 1-800-SNITCH-NOW and earn $50. Or, you know, they'll put some sort of price tag on the information that they're looking for about other people. And so what you're talking about here, Johnson, all these categories that people will qualify for these home inspections by the feds, it's just, they're just more areas where a busybody neighbor or a neighbor who doesn't like you could very well call up some sort of tip line and say, I saw them carrying in a birthday cake, and that's really fatty, or whatever.
Your parents eat too much butter?
Or I saw I saw Johnny's mom standing out back smoking a cigarette, and, you know, who knows? It could be some
cigarettes
sort of
are gone.
Right.
It's just gone when it comes to this situation. This is the biggest health hazard on the planet, and there is huge momentum behind getting rid of tobacco in this country, period. You can believe that when it comes to this situation, This is the perfect storm for just making it illegal to smoke.
It's going to be tough.
Really, in some of these communities around California, you can't smoke outside.
I get what you're saying.
We've had people call this show and say, oh, no, automobile exhaust is nothing compared to tobacco smoke. That if you get one whiff of secondhand tobacco, you got leukemia, brother.
There are definitely people who want to ban cigarettes, no doubt. But there are also some very powerful tobacco lobbyists. So it's going to be tough to get through those.
That is a battered and bruised bunch, the tobacco lobbyists.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But you get my point that the more different reasons they can come in and inspect someone's home, the more reason someone has to snitch on their neighbor.
Absolutely.
And they have the incentive to turn neighbor against neighbor, and before you know it, you don't know who to trust. Your own family members are turning you in because they want to get the $500 bounty because nobody can afford anything anymore due to the inflation that's going on. So, I mean, they'll have the incentives, and as long as times are tough, people are going to be more than happy to turn in their neighbors for stuff like this.
Yep. It's ridiculous. And it's It's scary, and again, you know, like I'm reading that, not rereading 1984, and it's one of the biggest things that they talk about is the kids and how the kids changed and became, you know, it's funny, they call them in 1984, it's just such a strange refresher as I'm reading all this stuff, they call the kids the spies. They all join the spies when they're very young, you know, and it's like
the Hitler Youth.
Yeah, it's,
Yeah, and of course, you know, they want to do the national service here. That hasn't come up recently, but it certainly did come up a number of times in recent history, like within the last 5 years. They've certainly talked about national service, which is the idea of putting the youth into a government make-work program. And the details are what are disagreed on. Some would say it should be a two-year term. Some would say it should be 3 months over a summertime. Some would say they should have to do it after they get out of high school, but before they can go into college.
But everybody says that you pretty much should have to work for the government. And
everyone who supports national service.
Everybody who supports national service. And the fact, that's the most dangerous part. They make it seem as though government service is better than charity. It's better than working in the free market. And it's really sad. The fact is the government service it's going to take the lazy people and show them, hey, look, here's a great place to work.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts on this, 855-453. What if the government guys come to your door and they say, we've had reports of cigarette smoking on this premises. We are going to need to come in and inspect. We'll need to search through the whole house to make sure there aren't any cigarettes here. We'll also be conducting a refrigerator inspection while we're on the premises, a pantry inspection to make sure your food is up to par with governmental requirements. You aren't eating any black market food. We'll be coming in to do this. What are you going to do? How will you respond to that situation? And do you think I'm blowing it out of proportion? Do you think that's not going to happen?
I think the government will collapse of its own debt before that happens.
You think so?
That's what I think. But I could be wrong.
I love the optimism. I do appreciate that.
I mean, they're more bankrupt than Greece right now.
They do just manage to keep it rolling, though,
They just keep it rolling. They just keep printing the money. Bitcoin's out there as a big net to catch this whole thing. I mean, there's currently a currency that anybody in the world who has some kind of computing device can use. And as a matter of fact, it's not even a computing device. You talked about phones in the third world where people can use Bitcoin with just a cell phone.
That's right, like a regular old throwaway phone.
So there you go. Now we're talking about a good large percentage of the Earth's population can use Bitcoin, and it's growing every single day. Well, we'll see.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope the federal government does implode and you know, in as peaceful a manner as possible. But
state governments and the local governments. I don't expect any kind of widespread anarchy if the federal government goes away.
No, certainly not. And we're never going to have the absence of the state until people have defeated the ideas in their minds. And we're not even close to that happening. Even if we can, and I think we can, more successfully talk to people about, hey, let's just get rid of this federal government. We can have a state government, sure, for now. But we'll go with the state thing. Let's get rid of the federal government. There's no argument for them except fear, you know, the fear of terrorism. The fear of, you know, somebody, some red horde rolling in from China or something. More coming up. You take control.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. does. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. What do you want to talk about? The militarized police or this pretty scary story about Obamacare that Johnson is sharing with us thanks to Ben Swan. And we'll try to get a link up to it on our Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus for you to take a closer look. But just runs down this laundry list of things that would basically trigger an inspection by some federal government inspection squad, some sort of family approval unit, or whatever they'll end up being called, to ostensibly approve that, you're following the rules. You are an Obamacare approved household.
They should just call them the We Know Better squad. We know better.
Right,
you.
And we're going to force it on you. We don't know what the penalties will be for a family that does not comply. The classic, classic versions of this would be some sort of remedial education, right? The re-education camps. Well, you are in violation, and this is now your third violation, and we told you you're going to have to go to re-education camp if you violate a third time, and now you've done it. So come on, off with us. You can stay home, husband. You're going to come next. We're going to take the wife out first. She's going to come to the re-education camps. You can stay home. Or maybe they'll just take them both, and then they'll take the kids into state custody.
Well, he's talking about 1984. I'm not claiming that any of these dystopian futures are reality, but Brave New World, the kids were raised in little groups.
Yeah, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying that it's just interesting because I'm rereading the book now, and it's just a lot of the things that are mentioned in the book. It's like, wow, there's just a lot of parallels to real world life here. It's just that's what makes it creepy and scary. Is it's just like, wow, all these things, you know, that are in the news, they're all certainly precursors in a direction to a society that is certainly very much like 1984.
Oh, well, what about Demolition Man?
It was supposed to be a warning, not an instruction manual.
Right.
What about Demolition Man, where you had to go underground to get a real hamburger?
I was thinking
the black market.
All I know is people weren't having sex there. That's all I know.
What's that, Johnson?
I said que es su carne. Su carne es su rata. There's a line in that movie where he asks, like, what's the meat? And they respond, it's rat meat.
Yep.
He's like, red burger. You know, and actually the best part of that movie.
Great movie.
I love the speech by it. It's too bad that Dennis Leary kind of lost all of his. He seemed to be much more of like a pro-freedom kind of comedian, you know, like buck the system kind of guy. And then he had kids, and he just now he seems
always
kind of like he seems kind of like a statist now. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know what exactly his politics are. But
interesting. I haven't seen his
speech,
comedy recently.
Certainly his speech. He hasn't really done any. Other than, like, he does now, like, you know, like Ice Age, you know, like animated cartoon movies.
Yeah.
He does voices. But, you know, back when he did this, that part is Edgar Friendly, you know, he said, I've seen the future, and it's a virgin in his 40s sitting around drinking a banana broccoli shake singing I'm an Oscar Mayer Wiener. You know, he just.
What does the Oscar Mayer Wiener part mean?
The Oscar Mayer Wiener part is in reference to, in this movie, the music of choice has become commercials.
Jingles.
They listen to jingles in the future, in the movie, that they all just listen to old commercials. They sit around singing along to the commercials.
It is fun to sing old jingles. I'll give them that.
Like Armor hot dogs.
Did you know there were some activists that went to Concord last year, and they went to some sort of hearing? I don't know if it was like a tax hearing or whatever, but it was some sort of big deal hearing that they were having at the State House. And one of them actually gave the Edgar Friendly speech as Edgar Friendly.
What? Just that part?
That speech, yeah.
Is that the whole speech? I've seen the future, and the future is
there's a
40-year-old
there's a lot
virgin.
More to it than that, but okay. Yeah. But gave that speech to the the panel or whatever the state reps were, and it was pretty brilliant. It was great street theater.
Right. So, you know,
but do you think they even knew though?
No, absolutely not.
I imagine that if somebody gave that speech to me, I might know by the verbiage that it's not coming out of their mouth,
mm-hmm.
like that it's not coming from their mind, that it's rehearsed from somewhere.
Right.
But that's just because most people can't deliver the way that one needs to deliver in order to have something appeal genuine. But that would probably be the only thing I would know. I wouldn't know where it was from.
So in this movie, which is one of my favorite movies, but actually I would pretty much say that, hands down, actually Demolition Man is probably my favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah. In this dystopian future in Demolition Man, red meat's illegal, salt's illegal, sex is illegal.
Yep. Sounds like the...
gotta be smoking.
That sounds like
smoking's definitely illegal.
Sounds like also the world of Snake Plissken as well in the Escape from New York and L.A. films.
Yep. And so, you know, it's just this weird society. Like, they don't have contact touch greetings.
Right.
Because they're all very afraid of disease. So they kind of, like, do a high five in the air where they don't touch their hands. They just wave them in a circle.
And they don't have toilet paper anymore.
No toilet paper, right. Yeah. But I don't know that that's necessarily relevant to the strange government. But essentially what has happened is you have these two societies, and one has gone completely underground because they just don't want to live that way. They want to have their meat.
Right.
You know, they want to have
fun.
Cigars and, you know, sex and swearing. Swearing
right.
is also illegal in this future.
Yeah, there's little machines on the wall that will detect your swears and write you tickets.
You'll find one verbal morality, or you'll find one credit for the violation of the verbal morality statute.
I haven't seen this movie in years, but it was one of my favorites as well.
It's actually where I learned the term sotto voce, which is apparently in a
soft voice.
Yeah, soft voice, which I had never heard that before that movie, and I'm like, what's that thing saying? What's that machine? It's like, you'll find one credit for a sotto voce violation of the verbal morality statute. I'm like, what? It's
because, does that mean a lot of whisper?
Yeah, it's Sandra Bullock's character in this movie. She swears under her breath at this, and the machine catches it, and it's like, and then finds her for saying it under her breath.
I'm gonna post this video of the Edgar Friendly speech to the Concord State House, and I'll post it to our Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus. But the other speech, there was two, and both were Free State Project participants who performed them. The other one was Adam Sutler from V for Vendetta gave his classic speech. You know, why they need us? That one. So great stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember these speeches at all, but it's probably worth seeing. So it'll be on Free Talk Live's Facebook page.
In moments. It's true. It will. So 855, 453. I don't even know why we got to Demolition Man.
We were talking about a topic.
Yeah.
It's a Ben Swan situation.
Yeah. People want to eat real food, so they're going to have to go underground.
Since I mentioned the 1984, that I'm reading 1984, and how much reality is seeming to match these science fiction stories that are about these dystopian futures. And it's like there's a lot of dystopian-like science fiction things that are happening in reality that are precursors to a society like this. Like, we're heading in this direction, and it's really scary. And why isn't anybody reacting at all?
They probably don't know what to do.
Yeah.
People don't, you know, when they're faced with the behemoth, this Leviathan-like police state that is out there, and it's so commonplace, it's so, entrenched.
But it's attractive, too. Think about it for a second. If you could, what are you willing to give up to control other people's behavior?
I'm not
a lot of people are willing to give up a lot in order to do that.
Or to have the illusion of it, because you're not in charge of the government.
They're not, but, they're just making deals with the devil. Well, we got to stop secondhand smoke. It's terrible. We got to stop people from smoking. And admittedly, this is the biggest health challenge facing the world right now, is smoking. But
diarrhea?
Dysentery? Exactly what kind of health practices do you want people to participate in that might stop dysentery?
I don't know.
Okay. So
I can speak from personal experience and say that probably obesity might be a little bit more.
That's the United States.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the United States usage of tobacco is diminishing, and around the world it's still continuing in many countries to go up.
China.
So, yeah, I mean,
a lot of smokers in China.
It's a big challenge, and a lot of people want to work on this particular health challenge. And what are they willing to give up in that arena? Well, if I can't have a candy bar but once a week, okay, as long as the rest of the world can't smoke.
Mm.
And they're willing to make these deals. Now, of course, the deal is whatever the government decides to make the deal, but it's important. You know as well as I do, when we were in Florida, it was the first show of Free Talk Live, as a matter of fact, was a smoking ban that was going into place in Florida. It went and it passed by 70%.
And then was adopted in all kinds of other states.
And it's around the United States, and in so many ways, some towns in California have outlawed the practice entirely. So, exactly what? It's coming.
Or at least it's almost outlawed entirely in those towns. Didn't they outlaw it from, all apartment buildings?
I think that was one story, but there have been towns that have attempted. I'd have to look it up to be able to...
I know they banned public smoking. They banned smoking from parks. They banned it from streets. They banned it from sidewalks. They banned it from apartments. They banned it from cars. They banned it from duplexes. And I think the only place that's left is, a freestanding home. Where if you're inside, although they're probably going to make it so you can't do it if you've got kids, but I think that's the only one that's left in some places in California. But yeah, pretty much banned it from everywhere. 855, 453. I did post the Edgar-friendly Adam Sutler speeches. It is on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. It really it's good stuff. We need more. We need more political theater in New Hampshire. I always enjoy that. Hour 3 is on the way. You bring up anything. Next. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.